بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا أما بعد. We were discussing the life of Sa'id ibn Amir al-Jumahi رضي الله عنه. About 2 weeks ago, we ended by speaking about how Sa'id addressed Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه with some powerful advices, despite Umar رضي الله عنه being the Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time. And then after Umar radiallahu anhu saw this desire from Sa'id ibn Amir, he said, أَلَا نُوَلِّكَ عَلَى حُمْسِ أو على حمس. In Fusha it's Hims. But since my wife is from this area in Syria, I'm used to saying it in the slang Arabic as well. So shall we not make you a governor upon Hums? So Sa'id ibn Amir radiallahu anhu responded by saying, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I give you my plead, unashiduk. And so it's mentioned, nashaduk. I give you my oath. I give you an oath. Please do not put me in this fitna. Do not put me in the fitna of getting leadership. Because Sa'id bin Amir knew that leadership, if it's not genuinely taken care of, while fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it changes a person. If a person has no fear of Allah, no thoughts of accountability, then that position becomes a fitna for that individual. So he said, لا تفتني يا أمير المؤمنين. Do not make this leadership a fitna for me. But nonetheless, Umar radiallahu anhu insisted, and he said, you are going to be the Amir upon Hums. You are going to be my wali upon Hums. You're going to be the governor of Hims. So he also got angry at him. What's wrong with you people? He told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. You want to leave this burden on my neck only? And when there's somebody to take care of it like yourselves, you're not going to take care of it? He said, go. And prior to him leaving, he said, أَلَا نَفْرِضْ لَكَ رِزْقًا. Shall we not appoint a salary for you? Shall we not give you some money because you're going there to lead the ummah, to take care of their affairs? So Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu, he said, no. يَكْفِينِي رِزْقِي مِن بَيْتِ الْمَالِ. Whatever you've given me out of provisions from the Baytul Mal, that's enough for me. I'm not in hajah, I'm not in need for more. So now Sa'id bin Amir, long story short, he moves to the Bilad al-Sham, namely Hims. He becomes the governor of Hims. SubhanAllah, you see, mashallah, some of our brothers in our community, they're from this area. What a gem of this ummah this was, this land of Hims. Today you see it in ruins. Today you see this area in ruins. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu's masjid is there. That is semi-ruined as well. You have to make dua for the ummah. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the ummah. And whatever we can do in terms of financial support as well, we should support the ummah through reliable charities. You see what it was and what it is today, where at times rebels try to dig up the graves and the corpses of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, but they fail, right? So we need to do something about it. If we're not praying, at least on a daily basis, for the people who are suffering around the world, then that will be something that will be questioned to us on the Day of Judgment. At the least, you should be praying for the mazlumin. If you're too stingy to spend a dollar or a dime, or if you don't have the money to spend, or if you don't find the correct venue to spend that money, then at least you should be making dua. Long story short, Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu goes to Hums. A while later, some trusted people from Hims, they arrive to meet Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, back in Medina. So people travel from Syria, the Syrian area, all the way to Medina to meet Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu, who's constantly thinking, you know who Umar was. At the time of his caliphate, he barely slept. During his caliphate, he barely slept. He was always roaming around, east to west in his own town. And when the opportunity arose, he traveled out of town to see how the Muslim Ummah is doing, right? At times, statements such as these were, such as, you know, so-and-so animal, if the so-and-so animal is suffering in a certain land, I fear that Allah will question Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu about that. This was his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was when the Islamic Ummah was at its rise, when the leaders used to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, certain people, they come from Bilad al-Sham to visit Umar radiallahu anh. Umar radiallahu anh, who asked them, "Oh, how is everyone doing? How is everyone in your city? What is the situation of the Muslims there?" And then he goes on to ask, "Uktubli asma'a fuqara'ikum. Write me the names of your poor people. I will try to fulfill their need." So one of them who was sitting there, they started writing, and they wrote down all the names. And they handed the list to Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu was reading, "Fulanun wa fulanun wa Sa'id ibn Amir." He says, "Fulan, so and so, so and so." And among the names is Sa'id bin Amir, their leader. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, "Man hadha Sa'id ibn Amir? Who is this Sa'id bin Amir?" So they all say, "Amiruna. He's our leader." So Umar radiallahu anhu responds by saying, "Amirukum faqir?" These were genuine people. One of our teachers used to say, "We saw real gold. We saw real people made out of real gold. Nowadays, everything's just gold plated." This is what our teacher used to say. Allahu Akbar. He said, "Amirukum faqir." Literally puts you in tears, doesn't it? Your general, your amir, the one who possibly, you know, pockets some money here and there, what used to be the practice of people. This person is poor? He said, "Yes." You know, at times, days pass by and we don't see smoke coming out from the house of Sa'id ibn Amir. This is what they told Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Take this sack of 1,000 gold coins and tell Sa'id ibn Amir that this is from Amirul Mu'mineen. You have to fulfill your needs with this money." So they go back to Bilad al-Sham. They go back to Hims, where Sa'id ibn Amir is, and they give him that sack of money. As soon as Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu receives that sack, he says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Tearing, showing elements of anxiety. And subhanAllah, who's the first one to respond to his call? One of the Muslim brothers in the community? No, his wife. This is what I'm saying once again. This is how close your household should be. That any time you get into some trouble, you should be there in front of your wife. If your wife is in trouble, you should be there to help her. And if you're in trouble, your wife is there to give you assistance. That is a Muslim marriage. That is a Muslim couple, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. So she comes rushing and she says, "What is wrong? Ma baluk? What's happened to you?" And she gets so scared, the way Sa'id bin Amir said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." She gets so scared that she asks, "Amata Amirul Mu'mineen? Did Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab pass away?" So Sa'id bin Amir said, "Bal a'zamu min thalik." What are you talking about? What has happened to me is greater than the death of Amirul Mu'mineen if Umar was to die, radiallahu anhu. So she says, "Did the Muslim Ummah get attacked? Did somebody unleash terror upon the Muslim Ummah?" So he said, "Bal a'zamu min thalik." She said, "Something greater than this has happened." She says, "What happened?" So Sa'id bin Amir said, "Such an element of the worldly life has entered my life. Such an element of the worldly matter has entered my life that I fear that worldly matter will corrupt my life. And you have to promise me that you'll assist me in getting rid of this worldly matter." So she says, "Anything for you, my husband." So she says, "Grab some sacks. Divide this money that I got from Amirul Mu'mineen and distribute it to the poor Muslims. I'd rather live in my poverty than have a day pass by where I stop remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of that dollar or dime which comes into my pocket." Unfortunately, world does change people. I've seen individuals who lived days of poverty, and they would be the most humblest of individuals. They would meet you, they would kiss you, they would kiss your hand. But as soon as that greed and that materialism came into their lives, they don't look at you. They think of you to be insignificant. By Allah, the one who is trialed by the worldly life, by Allah, the one who is trialed by materialism, then understand that this is not a mere trial, rather it's an azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that person. Let me tell you how. There's two ways And inshallah, I'll end with this and one more point. There's two ways that you can find out if Allah is testing you or blessing you, if Allah is blessing you or if Allah is punishing you. If that wealth that you get motivates you to do good, make you a better person, and that wealth is, you know, that wealth is allocated to poor people, you spend it for the sake of Allah, then understand, my brother and sister, that wealth is a rahmah for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if that wealth makes you arrogant, you stop spending in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you stop coming to the masjid, and you think it's all me, it's either my way or the highway, I'm the big shot. Or in South Africa, as they say, I'm the big topi, right? I'm the big shot. Then understand that wealth from Allah wasn't a rahmah for you, wasn't a means of mercy for you, rather it was a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. And you should start engaging in istighfar so Allah removes this punishment. Because at the end of the day, wealth shouldn't make you arrogant. It should make you the most humblest of individuals if it's coupled with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyways, they spend all that money that Umar radiallahu anhu has sent and they distribute it among the poor Muslims. Now such a time comes where Umar radiallahu anhu comes to visit himself when he makes his trip to the Bilad al-Sham. Umar radiallahu anhu visits the people and he asks about their well-being once again. And he asks, do you have any complaints? He said, everything's rosy and chocolatey, everything's well, you know. But we just have four complaints regarding Amirul Mu'mineen. We just have four complaints regarding Sa'id ibn Amir. What are those four complaints? Inshallah, we'll discuss next week. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire all of us. Jazakumullah khairan.